In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been in me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today was one of the wettest days the ship had ever seen. It was raining so hard that little puddles were forming all around the deck. Whilst most of the Jifflings were enjoying splashing around in their wellies, Albert was in his garden because today was a gardening day. And even though it was raining, Albert never missed a gardening day.
Way, look at all this water. I certainly hope me beetroots don't get flooded.
Come on, Albert. Me and Pumpkin are going to have a splashing contest. You should join in.
Ooh, I'm going to find the biggest puddle ever. And I'm going to make the biggest splash of all. Nah, you're all right. I think I'll just dry off me tomatoes.
I didn't know that tomatoes needed to be dried off. How come the tomatoes need to be dry, Albert? Don't they like water?
Well, I mean, I suppose they don't always have to be dry. And I suppose they do like water. But today is a gardening day, so I have to do something in me garden.
Like, maybe we could make a delicious mud pie, man.
Why, maybe later, Hedge. Right now, I need to put up me cabbage umbrellas.
I didn't know that cabbages needed umbrellas. In fact, I thought they liked the rain just as much as Young Pumpkin and Miss Katie, who were still having a jolly good splash. Then, Friedeline marched outside wearing a very neat raincoat with the hood pulled right up.
Jifflings, I am afraid the wet playtime is over. There is a big storm coming, and it is dangerous to stay outside any longer. In we must go.
The Jifflings were a little sad. Wet playtime was lots of fun, but with so many big, angry rain clouds, they all knew that it was time to go inside. Well, nearly all of them knew.
Do I have to come inside? I don't like to change me gardening days. Ha! Do not be so stubborn, Albert. You can work in your garden tomorrow, when the rain has gone. Right now you are getting cold and wet for no reason.
Indeed. And now the other Jiffs were shivering too. So they tumbled inside to run a nice warm bath and jiffle into their lovely dry clothes. But then... Oh no! Luke, our roof, it's leaking! Friedeline looked inside and indeed, from one corner of the room, there was a drip, drip, drip coming from the ceiling. Miss Katie, who was the best at fixing things, knew straight away she was going to need Albert's help to fix this. But he was still in his garden. Albert!
Albert! We need your help, Albert! There's a leak in here.
Aye, and there's a whole bunch of leaks out here. All wet in me garden. And it's gardening day.
Oh, listen, Jifflings. That sound meant an object which had been lost or thrown away on Earth had ended up in the sea around their ship. Now, in bad weather, the Jifflings had a special long net they used, so they could heave the object in while staying safe and dry inside their ship. And since they all had to work together to bring the item in, Albert did come away from his garden just for a moment. And soon, a big hollow object with a handle on it rolled onto the deck. I think that's a great big rolling pin to flatten out the dough when we make Jiffling pizza.
It looks like a huge bowl, that we could fill with chocolate pudding.
Then Friedeline stepped forward with her usual purpose, for she knew just what the item was. She tidily hopped up onto the story seat and got ready to tell the tale of where the object really came from.
This is the donkey's bucket, and my great aunt, Margarita Jefflinger, told me all about it. The story starts at the seaside, where there were many donkeys. There was a little shy one called Simon, and a big strong one called Rocket. And there was also the stubbornest donkey of all, called Hilda, who wanted everything to be just the way she liked it, Well, Hilda loved the beach, and she would do little jumps and run up and down the sandy shore with the children. Then, at the end of each day, the donkeys would go back to their stables, and every single day, Hilda would have her favorite meal of hay in her special bucket, because that was the way she liked it. But one morning, the stable boy Chris had a surprise for the donkeys. When it was cold, they were going to start giving the children rides in the sunny meadow instead of on the windy beach. Now, all the donkeys were very happy, except for Hilda, who did not want to change the way she did things. So, when Chris came to bring her to the meadow, Hilda refused to move. He pulled the one way and she pulled the other, but it was no use. So, instead of going for the fun in the meadow, Hilda stayed all by herself on the windy beach with only her special bucket for company. Oh, terrible company. So, some time went by and Chris came to give Hilda her special dinner in her special bucket. But she didn't want it this time because she was lonely and a bit cold. Then Chris told Hilda they would all still come to the beach in the summer. They just couldn't stay there all the time. Sometimes things had to change. But that didn't mean it would be worse. Well, Hilda realized she had been rather silly, and so she trotted off with Chris to the lovely sunny meadow, where she was very happy to see all of her friends. And she forgot all about her special bucket, because she had learned that sometimes it was good to do the things differently after all. And like, because the bucket got left behind, we have to find a new use for it.
Yes, Hedge, we do. Everything can be reused with a little imagination. Maybe we can use it as a backpack for when we go searching for objects in the sea cupboards.
Maybe we could use it to carry my toy soldiers into battle.
Then a rather wet and muddy Albert stepped forwards. He suddenly felt very silly for being quite so stubborn about staying in his garden.
If this bucket was big enough to hold a huge donkey's tea, then I think we could use it to catch all the raindrops from the leaky roof until it's safe for us to fix it.
Yes!
This does indeed solve our Jiffling's problem.
So all the Jifflings were glad that Albert had decided to come inside and be safe and warm, and they all helped him to drag the bucket over to the leaky roof. And luckily, it was just the right shape to catch the raindrops perfectly. And then, when the storm had blown over, they all helped Albert to fix the roof. And then, it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Oh, good night.
Good night, Albert.
Well, I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night.
Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you, wherever you are. Hopefully next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye!